If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking about hope and how to get some. Dr. Shane Lopez, Gallup Senior Scientist, world's leading authority on psychology of hope. Books called Making Hope Happen, Create the Future You Want for Yourself and Others, from Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. And here again with Dr. Shane Lopez, Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
Shane, now, in the book there are three steps to gaining hope that you use. Tell us about them.
Sure. 89% of people on the planet are optimistic, so we've got that going for us. It's kind of part of who we are as human beings. But number one, we need to future cast. So creating that optimistic picture in a very clear, vivid way. Number two, we need to plan for the ifs of life. And number three, we need to put hope on autopilot to some extent. So future casting, planning for the ifs of life, and putting hope on autopilot. With future casting, you know, one fun way to do it, if you want to throw yourself into this, you start taking pictures with your smartphone. You start taking pictures of what you want your life to look like in the future. So whether you're a college graduate today or you're thinking about retirement, you start taking photos and you kind of build this photo collage of what you want your future to look like. With the planning for ifs, you really have to think about what are all the obstacles that will pop up and get in your way to make that future a reality. And finally, putting hope on autopilot, you really have to set some defaults in your life that give you some more time and energy to work on the goals that matter most. And the simplest way, and it sounds so simple that it wouldn't work, but it's worked every time we've studied it, and that's creating a when-where plan around every goal you set for yourself. So when will I start it, and where will I be when I start it? So if you're going to plan a new workout regimen, then you need to say Monday, 8:30 at the Summit Gym. That's when I'm going to start. And just that when-where plan creates a psychological trigger in your brain that encourages you to show up on time and get the work done.
We should say, and I should say, this is a wonderful book, Making Hope Happen. It's a cover with a balloon rising on its cover as well, Making Hope Happen. And the website is HopeMonger, MONGER.com. It's a great website, so I love the website. Now, can people share stories on the website, hopeful stories?
Yeah. You can do what's called making a ripple. So you can, and I borrowed that from a great R.F. Kennedy quote from one of his final speeches, but make a ripple of hope where you respond to one of those nagging feelings that you have that someone should do something in your community about this problem. You get a team together and you identify the thing you want to do, and then you start working on it, and then you share that via that plan via social media to get other people's support. And that would be a great way of not only building a hopeful story, but also sharing a hopeful story.
Now, what do you make the point that that employees who are hopeful are quote 14% more productive?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by, how does a corporation go about instilling hope in their employees? Is there a way of doing that?
Well, I'm so glad you brought it up. I mean, the number one way that we found is having an enthusiastic leader, a leader that's enthusiastic about the future. And you would think every company would have that, but most companies don't. And when you stop being enthusiastic about the future of your own company, you're no longer a leader. But what we found is that folks who have enthusiastic leaders that they look up to and feel cared for by are much more hopeful. Those hopeful people essentially could take a day off a week if we were really being fair, because they're 14% more productive than their low-hope counterparts. So a hopeful person gets as much done in 6 days as it takes a low-hope person to do in 7 days.
So we should give Joe has a lot of hope, so we should give him
$575 million,
right?
Dollars, baby. Yep.
See, Joe has a lot of hope. He's also wishing for that Powerball, and I want you to know, wishing is dangerous. Wishing can undermine good health. It can undermine your future. But hope is very powerful, but it is hard work.
Well, I'm willing to share with you guys if something happens.
So, well, okay, I'll take the offer,
okay,
Joe.
I'll go with that.
but essentially, what we're saying is this is not something you can do and say, I hope that I'm going to be great and forget it. It is hard work. That is, you take the pictures, you go through the ifs and you work through them, and then you put some of the rest of your life on autopilot so you can really work on hitting the goals.
You got it. And we can only work on two or three meaningful goals in our lives at one time in any earnest way. So, yeah, we got to put the rest of our life on autopilot to get that done. And, you know, we're not good at really planning for the if. So we're not really good at planning for obstacles. And also, we're not really good at coming up with multiple ways to get things done. So I would encourage people to spend a lot of time planning for the ifs and coming up with multiple ways around those obstacles.
I love it. This is, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual, and this is Making Hope Happen. The book is by Shane Lopez. The website, which also can link you to the book so you can get it on Amazon, is hopemonger.com. We're now going to go to a Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks, Shane, for being here. Diet curbs, that is, how you can lower your risk of overeating with this mealtime trick. Dieters everywhere want to know how to eat less. And one of the simple diet tricks we learned from other people, and this one is one that we constantly get set. Spend at least 30 minutes enjoying food. And the key is thinking about it, actually savoring it, having people at the meal don't watch while you're doing something mindlessly. So slower equals slimmer. In the study, lucky volunteers were served about 2.5 scoops of ice cream twice. On one day, they wolfed down the treat in 5 minutes. Then on another day, they were asked to linger over the bowl for a full half hour. Blood tests showed that slow eating increased levels of two appetite-lowering chemicals by a percent, and these satisfaction hormones stayed high for the next 2.5 hours. So it's not just psychological. You do something with your chemicals in your brain that change how much you feel like you have to eat. The I'm full hormones are released by special cells in your gastrointestinal tract. That is, eating slowly, eating stimulates them. But if you eat over a long enough period of time, those hormones reach a high enough level before you woof down everything that they tell your brain, don't eat more. And you shouldn't wait for the answer. Start harnessing your satisfaction now with a lazy, leisurely approach to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you want, start it, then start reading. Start your dinner, start reading, talking to someone else if you've got someone to eat with, and doing it slowly means you'll lose weight. And that's the Real Age Tip of this week.
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you very much. Missed an interview, missed a guest, missed a show. RadioMD.com anytime along the way. And thank you for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. Freedherbs.com. Freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.